This Q&A with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Hafizahullah is brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies for the benefit of the Ummah.
27 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Johannesburg. It's the 19th of Ramadan, 1442. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad this Sunday morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riaz, Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasirli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today the 19th of Ramadan, 1442, we focus on Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, and today verses number 76 and 77. Thus far, the second visit of the brothers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, they were 11 of them, including Benjamin bin Yamin, and he gave them the full quota and ration. However, the cup of the king, Rayyan, was also placed into their luggage. And thereafter, when they had departed, then sometime after that, the intelligence, the interrogators, police went and said, somebody stole something, and now the discussion goes, but we didn't steal and we don't know anything of it. So they said, okay, what is the punishment? And the punishment according to the law in Palestine was that the person who was caught, he will be taken and he will be detained and so forth. Now the search starts. So whose luggage we're going to start? So chapter number 12, verse number 76 and 77. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْئِيَتِهِمْ. أَوْئِيَا is a plural of وِعَا. So they started and searching the bags, the sacks. In those days, you know, they would carry the sack and so forth, and the luggage and so forth. قَبْلَ وِعَائِيَخِ. Before checking the bag and the sack of his brother, because that would be too obvious, obviously. ثُمَّ. Thereafter, checking this one, that one, that one, thoroughly, properly, then they took it out, from the luggage and from the sack and the bag of his brother Benjamin bin Yamin. Now, obviously, this is going to cause more grief, more sadness to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, to Jacob, the honorable father. Because now, remember, this son also is accused. And Almighty Allah states, كَذَلِكَ similarly, كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفْ. We made the plan for Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, for Joseph, peace be upon him. So Almighty Allah sent wahi revelation to him. This is how you will be able to detain your brother and keep him with you, as it is your half-brothers are causing him so much pain, anxiety, worry and so forth. So all this is part of the master plan. See, so many things happening in the world today. Me and you with our puny little brains, how can we fathom and comprehend it? Remember, the knowledge of Almighty Allah, the wisdom of Almighty Allah, all the attributes of Almighty Allah, unlimited, and me and you creation, all put together, everything of ours is limited and short-sighted. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفْ. Similarly, we made this master plan for him, for Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, for Joseph, peace be upon him. ما كان ليأخذ أخاه في دين الملك. It would not have been possible for him to take his brother according to the religion and system of the king. So according to Egyptian law, that would not be acceptable, not permissible. Illa yasha Allah. Except what Almighty Allah wants, that is what will happen. Therefore, they asked them, okay, if any one of you is found guilty, then what will we do? They said, jaza'uhu mawujida fi rahli fawa jaza'uhu, which we did yesterday. The person who is guilty, you keep him, you detain him. So this is how Almighty Allah's master plan, grand plan, became effective. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We elevate the rank of whomsoever we want. How many a time people are busy scheming, plotting, planning. We must bring this person down, that organization down, that country down. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala elevates them. حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Look at the enemies today. They're making movies, making cartoons, writing books, so many things. The more they try, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we elevate your Mubarak name, your Name Nami, your Ismi Grami, your honorable, your beautiful name, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. More and more people embrace Islam. More and more people remember elevated because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's barakah and wasila. So it shows that we elevate whoever we want to. Not what people are plotting, planning and scheming. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He Almighty Allah gives honor and dignity to whosoever he wishes, and he disgraces whoever he wishes. How many are president, prime minister, ruler, and they are humiliated and disgraced. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above each one who has knowledge, there is someone else who has the greatest knowledge. Obviously, the knowledge of Almighty Allah was, is, will always be the greatest. It is all embracing, all encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In the creation, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has the greatest knowledge, was, is, and will always be the personality who has the greatest amount of knowledge in creation. Now listen to the brothers what they said. 10 of them one side and this side bin Yamin. Now the matter is brought to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam in the court of Nabi Yusuf, in the chamber of Nabi Yusuf, in Joseph peace be upon him chamber. Qalu, they said, Iyasriq, if he stole this Benjamin, فَقَدْ سَرَقَ خُلَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ, so indeed his brother also stole. Brother, meaning Joseph. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah forbid, he also stole before, min qablu before. What do they mean by this? They didn't know that they're addressing Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. That's the first thing. Second thing, when they attributed this, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was in his formative years, a young person, he saw one idol of his family members, grandfather, great-grandfather. He took that idol and he threw it away and smashed it to smotherings. So that is what they mean, he stole. So that's a good thing for Muslims to do, that remember if somebody brings an idol to our house, Allah forbid. So we must never allow that, and we smash it to smotherings. Remember that, because we got no place in Islam for idols and so forth. So that is what they interpreted as stealing, Allah forbid. He, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, is listening to this good discussion. فَأَصَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph kept that in his mind. And he didn't speak, he's just hearing the conversation. وَلَمْ يُبَدِّهَا لَهُمْ. And he did not expose it to them, that what had happened, what transpired, because then the whole secret will be given away. I am Joseph, I am Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and you are my brothers. But in his his mind, this is what he said. قَالَ أَنْتُمْ You brothers, the ten of you, شَرُّمْ مَكَانَا Your rank, your status is much worse than a thief and a crook. You are the one who took your brother Joseph and you dumped him in the well. You are the one who sold your brother as a slave. You are the one who made Zulam oppress me because you dislike me. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ And Almighty Allah is all-knowing of what you are describing and saying, Allah forbid that I committed theft. Every Nabi, every messenger, every prophet of Allah, selected by Allah, not elected by people, remember is ma'asum, protected from all sins and vices. And remember mistakes they can make. So mistake is not a sin. So to say theft and so forth, definitely propaganda, lies and fabrication. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala elevating Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam even further. What happens after that? InshaAllah we will discuss tomorrow. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our brother Suleiman Eswab, who works here by us as a reception, his father passed away, Muhammad Iqbal Eswab, last night. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Our brother Muhammad Iqbal Eswab and the family, Allah grant them Sabr Jameel. The janaza will take place sometime this morning. We all are requested to make dua. Ameen. I spoke to brother Suleiman and we read Yasin, everything for the marhum. So that is what we should try and do. Read any part of the noble Quran, Surah Yasin, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Wallah. And for all the marhumin, all those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Number two, that if you are following the news, remember that majority of the world news from different countries have now reached this consensus. India has become the epicenter of the world for the virus, and remember, beyond their control, Allah ki lati be awase. People who wanted to ban the Quran, people who wanted to ban Islam in certain parts, people who were oppressing the Muslims in Kashmir and other places, today, see, they themselves, they are demanding Modi resign, Modi resign. So that is what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. Just what we did now. Almighty Allah gives honor to whoever He wishes, and Allah disgraces whoever He wishes. You look on the other side, the rogue regime of Israel, 45 of their people dispatched to the hellfire as well. So what do you see when the Prime Minister, when Bibi Netanyahu, his own people were booing him, and they were saying, resign, resign. So any person who fights against Islam, who wants to make zulam and oppress the Muslims and humanity also, Almighty Allah will definitely make that person a sample, example. So therefore, think properly what we are doing. One last announcement. Remember, because we are addressing the international audience, so we have different groups of people, different countries. Those of you who are following Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara in your country and Masjidul Aqsa, so your i'tikaf, your last 10 nights will start today, tonight. From sunset onwards, remember your i'tikaf will start, your last 10 nights of Ramadan Mubarak will start. And those who are with South Africa, we will be tomorrow evening, Monday evening, inshallah, the last 10 nights will start and i'tikaf will start. So just take that into cognizance and take cognizance of that fact, inshallah, so we do not confuse issues. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all and make our khatima ending on Iman. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustaz, let's go to Cape Town. Brother says, can one use halal nail polish and fake eyebrows? What happens if a woman has no eyebrows? Can they use fake eyelashes, Ustaz?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Anything we want to know, my brother, my sister, then go to the Quran Sharif, refer to the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the statements and sayings of the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter number 4, verse number 119. What does Almighty Allah say? وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ You see, see when Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan, Iblis was expelled and kicked out from Jannah and Paradise, and never will he see it again. So he, Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis, the Satan took various oaths. So one oath he took, chapter number 4, verse 119, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them, they will change the creation of Allah. Look at Eve today, many of them, Eve wants to become Steve. Steve wants to become Eve, the transgender movement and so forth. They will say it's their human rights. In Islam, it's totally haram, unlawful. People who do that are cursed by Almighty Allah. Then we see that people today, the men want to imitate the woman, the women want to imitate men. So now you are saying of halal nail polish. As far as we are concerned, there's no such thing. Remember that you sisters want to apply something on your hand, then why not use that which the Master Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, and that is the mehendi, the henna. So use that, unless you are in iddat and so forth. So this morning I just explained to my brother, 4 o'clock, brother Suleiman, explain to your mother the laws of iddat, 130 days from time of death, and remember, no new clothes, no jewelry, no henna, no mehendi. So all these, that is a different issue. But if you are not a widow, you're not in iddat and not a waiting period after divorce and death, then for you ladies, that is the sunnah. So why go and use something which is not permissible or something that is doubtful? So therefore we rule not permissible. All these fake eyelashes and fake this and extending eyelashes, all haram it is. Remember, Quran Sharif has made it clear, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, chapter 4, verse 119. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Sahih Muslim, لَأَنَّ اللَّهُ النَّامِسَ وَالْمُتَنَمِّسَ. The lady who does it. Today also you will see majority of the people who do it are ladies. Otherwise if the man does it, the male, he also is cursed. So the beautician, the beauty therapist, and upon whom it is done, the clientele, so both parties are cursed. Authentic hadith and saying of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim.
Well, let's go to Australia. A sister says, Mufti Sahib, you said that we are not allowed to follow the imam for salah on radio. So can we make ameen to the imam who makes on radio ustad?
Remember, if you are following the dua, for example, we broadcast that late at night here, you must remember around 9:30 or so South African time. So in your country, it will be much later. So anyway, so you are following the witr salat and the dua. You're not reading the witr salat, you're just listening to the dua and supplication. And he says, Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin, Allahumma ansuril Islam wal Muslimin. Oh Almighty Allah, help the Muslims and wherever they are in the world and so forth. So you say Ameen, that's very good. There's no problem with that. You listen in to the Jummah khutbah, the sermon, the dua and so forth. You say Ameen, that's fine. But to participate in the prayer, whether you are in the same town or in another town, another country, continent, that definitely is not permissible and not acceptable.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, 080 says can I get married on the morning of Eid at the Eidgah, Ustad?
MashaAllah, there'll be a double Eid for you, my brother. The night we saw the moon, and then Eid came, and then you're going to take your moon for a honeymoon. So there'll be many moons there, my brother. So you must remember, we don't believe in honeymoon and all that. I'm just playing with the words there. So you must remember, you want to get married Eid day, you want to get married Ramadan time, all permissible. So you must remember Ramadan, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Adli, his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, 4 daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhunna ajma'in, remember her nikah to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, performed solemnized by the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam during Ramadan in the second year after the hijrah, the migration. So you want to get married on Eid day. You know what happened on Eid day? day. So you must remember the first of Shawwal, and Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's death and demise took place. Therefore, ulama, when they speak of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, they say the moon for Eid was sighted, and the son of Hadith Sahib passed away. And that is Imam Bukhari. We went to his grave Mubarak day in Uzbekistan. So remember, you want to get married Eid day, totally permissible, no problem, brother.
Ustaz, remember our good friend yesterday, Benedict, they sent a message yesterday after the program. He says, I am a marathon runner. Sir, I push my body to the limits. All religions say we will be sinful for this. What about you guys who operate from so early in the mornings? Is that also not pushing your bodies to the limit? Brother Benedict, Ustad.
One is, my brother, you do things, and that is to push your body to the limit, and what you do is for some worldly gain, worldly reward, or name and fame and so forth. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna li badanika alayka haqqa, your body has a right over you. For us, my brother, this is part of Islam, that we must wake up extra early during this holy sacred month of Ramadan. We partake of the suhoor, the pre-dawn meal, the sehri, and then after that we are busy propagating Islam. So for this, remember, that is our mission, that more, and you, my brother Benedict, you know Pope Benedict, you should study history, my brother Benedict. You know what happened to Pope Benedict? He told the people, this is documented, if you know German, when I was in Europe, what a brother showed me, what he said, but I don't understand German, then I was still not 100% convinced, then I went to a German person, I said, translate for me. He said, Pope Benedict, that Christianity is not the true religion. And remember, the true religion is something else meaning Islam. And therefore, the church, they were very concerned. And after 6 centuries plus, remember, first time a pope resigns. And Pope Benedict, then they detained him. I said, let me go meet him. They said, no, that you can't meet him. So you must remember, that's how your Pope Francis came in, Benedict. So we're not pushing to the limits. Remember that in Islam, see, I just announced it, that the last 10 nights are starting tonight in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and for us in South Africa tomorrow night. Do you know what the Prophet Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whosoever stays awake at night and remember looking and searching for the night of destiny, the night of majesty, he will be forgiven. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the most authentic compilation regarding the statements and saying of Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He himself, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, our mother Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha states, idha dakhal al ashrul awakhir, when the last 10 days would enter and come, what would Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? What was the precedent for humanity and posterity? Ahya laylahu, he stayed awake the whole night, basically crying, begging, asking Almighty Allah for guidance of humanity. And wa ayqadha ahlahu, woke up his family members, the wives, the children, all of them. And wa shadda mi'izarahu, and fastened the izar, meaning no time to go to the wives and so forth. So whole night engage almost in ibadat and worship. So for us, it is not pushing the limit. It is done as a manifestation of our love for Almighty Allah. Because we don't know, my brother Benedict, whether we will see another Ramadan in our life. So therefore, the Muslim does it lovingly, willingly, sincerely, for reward in the year after. You preparing for comrades, for this marathon, two oceans marathon, for the trophy, for the money, for this. That is the worldly thing. We not interested in that. We say, Ya Allah, whatever you give us in this world, that's a bonus. The real reward, maximum, optimum reward, is in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ, and the maximum reward in the year after.
Someone Somebody says, Ustad, can we go for a non-Muslim funeral when we're fasting, when it's a closest friend, Ustad?
Remember, whether you're fasting or not, whether it's Ramadan or not, any time of the year, any place in the world, totally haram, unlawful. And this is clearly enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran. Whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your friend, whether it's your colleague at work, Surah 9, Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, the chapter regarding repentance, verse 84, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You are not allowed to pray for them. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You are not allowed to go to the graveyard. You're not allowed to go to the church, the temple, the synagogue, any of these places there. And the hadith in Musnad Abi Ya'la, مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ. So whosoever increases the numbers of people, you are part and parcel of them. Memorial service, all this totally haram and unacceptable. Yes, Islam is a religion for all times, all places. The family are hurt, they are crying, weeping. So you go to their house after everything is done, or you send them an email, WhatsApp, offer your condolences, sympathize, empathize with them. But to be physically present there in their procedure and so forth, all that A to Z is totally haram, unlawful, not acceptable.
I see Alan says, good morning, AK. A disgraceful death for many of our brethren in India. What is Modi doing about it? Why is he quiet now? Alan, Ustad.
Remember, my brother Alan, I don't know how long you are listening to us, but I raised all these issues many, many months and years ago. I said that these people are power drunk. You must remember, they have an ideology. What you should do, you should just go to Google and go read about the policy and the manifest of the BJP, the Bharat Janata Party, and go read about the RSS, how they were inspired by Hitler and so forth. Everything is documented. So you must remember this. They were preparing for this decades and decades ago, and they wanted to transform the whole of India into a purely Hindu state. And remember that, let them do what they want to, they forgot, and conveniently they forget, selective amnesia, that there is a supreme being. And then when the supreme being punishes them, same thing the rogue regime, apartheid regime of Islam does. So remember, any child, just pepper spray them, just arrest them, do this, do that. Yesterday I sent a non-Muslim. He said, how can this ever be allowed? You give less water to the Palestinians compared to the Jews. The policy of Israel is to kill certain civilians, and that's a policy. It's not accidental or collateral damage. If you want it, just send me a message, just write Jew, and I'll send it to you. So you must remember, these are non-Muslims, people of conscience and justice. So he said, so many issues he raised, and I sent it out to all the groups. So you must remember, they said that these Muslims are a thorn in our flesh, and we have to frustrate them, get rid of them, flush them out, as they say. So this is why Allah punishes them till the day of justice. So study, my brother. I don't know, Alan, if you know Indian politics. You must remember, for years and years, it was the Congress Party, what you know as Gandhi and all of them. And then there was some harmony, peace and so forth. When the BJP came in, they changed the whole policy, that the Congress and the old India was dead against Israel. But he became the first prime minister to go and visit Israel, Modi, and Israel became their teacher. The unholy alliance between Israel and India, and said, do this, do this, do this. Both of them now are suffering, and they have become, you must remember, disgrace. If you just read, go to the Haaretz newspaper, I read it every day online. So you must remember, they're very smart, you know. So they tell you half the story, and you want to read the second half, they tell you you must subscribe. So we don't subscribe, we pull out the story and extract the main part from the first part. It's not for us. So anyway, so what we do is we read it every day, and you will see that Israel is a ticking time bomb. If you want, go see Haaretz, they carried the article. Israel is a ticking time bomb. So remember, no country, no person, no king, no prime minister, president can fiddle with Islam and challenge Islam. Allah will teach you such a lesson. Ariel Sharon tried it, and Almighty, the war criminal and the butcher of Beirut, for 8 years, Allah put him in Sakarat, in the pains and pangs of death. Go study all this, Alan. So yes, I mentioned it just now. India is the epicenter of the virus, and few months ago they said that we will give the world the best virus, the best vaccines and best this. Today they don't have oxygen, they don't have ventilators, they don't have this. People of all religions are dying like flies there in India. So that is the power of Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. I see Brother Ariano says, I'm back, AK. Do you think that America and India are good friends, Ustad?
You must remember, America doesn't have friends, my brother. Don't you know American policy? American policy is called the condom policy. Do you know what is the condom policy? You must study what their people have to say. So Kissinger, you remember Kissinger? Kissinger used to say, America does not have friends. They have interests. They will use you, and then after using you, they will drop you. Do you really believe and think that America loves the Arabs? I'm asking you. They don't love the Arabs, they hate the Arabs. But you must remember, it's just that the Arabs have the oil. Most of the oil is in the Muslim Arab countries. So what happens? Let's use them and so forth. Once that oil stops, or they have sufficient reserves of their own, they will drop them like a condom. You go study their history, what they did with the Shah of Iran, what they did with Anwar Sadat, what they did with this one, with that one. So that is the condom policy they have. So if you think that they will use India for the vaccines because they are masters in tech and IT and so forth, but once the things go bad, they will walk away. You must remember that. That's American policy, condom policy we call it.
I see Christopher saying, how can I change your mind, AK? Because I still see you sour towards us. Christopher, Ustad.
I told you 101 times, we're not sour against the American people. We are sour, and we will speak the truth against the American foreign policy. Your policy stinks. You must remember that, Christopher. What will you say when you propped up Israel for more than 70 years? Are you not ashamed of your government that gives them billions of dollars to oppress people, kill people, arrest children, steal more land? Do you not see what is happening now in the West Bank? Palestinians are told, pack up and go, otherwise we shoot you and so forth. Why? Because now we're making place for the settlers. Where is this allowed in the world? You know, I don't know how long you're from Chicago. South Africa, in the height of apartheid in the 60s, 70s, we never had separate roads and separate this. That is what you got in the rogue apartheid state and terrorist state of Israel. So you must, and you are the biggest supporters, you American government. So don't come and tell me about America. We're speaking about your government and the policy. People are simple, the American people. You must remember that they just hooked up to the TV. Messers are asses. And remember, they think the politicians are speaking the truth.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, listen to this question. I'm amazed. Why are men allowed to give lectures in public to everybody while women are not? Even if it is the same speech they're reading. Sister Christina, Ustaz.
Sister Christina, you must remember Almighty Allah gave certain functions to the man and certain functions to the woman. If I just turn your question the other way around, my sister Christina, and you say, I'm amazed why the women can breastfeed and fall pregnant, and why the men cannot fall pregnant and they cannot breastfeed. So remember, it's very similar. So you must remember that a woman, normally Christina, has an alluring voice, a soft voice and so forth. So when people just hear that, never mind the person, they will say, I just fell in love with her voice. And then you must remember that today, me too, me too. Don't you know, Christina, me too, me too? How many of you, your people, they are complaining? You must remember about what? All the harassment, all the sexual abuse against the women and so forth. So when Islam went to solve a problem, they don't go to the fruit. You see the Western system, democratic system, satanic system, when they are in a quandary, dilemma, then with AIDS, give everybody a condom. Do you really think that this is going to help? Remember, you make the people fools because you fool yourself. So Islam goes to the root and not to the fruit. Islam says, wala taqrabu zina. Don't even go near fornication, adultery. There must be segregation between the male and female and the genders. You promote and advocate a pure and chaste society. So in your system, when I say your, I mean the Western system. Say, no, the woman can be the leader. The woman can be the leader in the church. She can be the leader in prayer. So tomorrow, when the leader doesn't come, they say, no, she got the red flag. She got her menses and so forth. Do you see, sister, how many problems? So Islam says that the place for women is not the public domain. It is at home. That is what Islam says. And I give you the verses, Sister Christina, and today is Sunday. You got your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. You read the translation and see that what Islam is teaching. And today, what you see? You know the Epstein saga? Go read about Epstein and see which prime ministers, presidents were involved, which prince was involved. Everything is there. Therefore, they murdered him in America because they had to silence him. Otherwise, the beans should be spilled. So, my sister, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, and verses 32-33. You got it? Chapter 33, verses 32-33. I read for you quickly. O you honorable wives of Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet, فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْبَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضْ. Don't speak in a soft, alluring tone to the people, the man, because then they will start building up ideas, Allah forbid. So if this is the law for the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, our honorable mothers, then what about my mother, my wife, my daughter, my sister? And then after that, Quran says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Now you women, you stay glued to your homes. That is your palace, you are the queen in your palace. But today, they want to change everything. Then you will have me too, me too. This one want to rape me, this one want to molest me, this one want to harass me, and so forth and so on. If you want, Christina, we spoke of India. Just press on Google, Corona Patna, India, Patna. Ladies came to the hospital and they said Corona. They took them inside and the medical people, some of them raped them and molested them. This is now recently. You see, sister? So once you allow all this, this is people, the men, some of them are hunters and devils. They will look for the slightest. Imagine a lady has corona, can't breathe properly, and some of the, I don't say all, but in Patna, P-A-T-N-A, you go Google it and see what they wrote there. So when you speak with evidence, don't speak with emotions. My sister Christina, I prayed for you, Alan and Christopher, whole happy lot. Don't worry, every day we pray for you. Stand for justice, don't stand for your crooked politicians.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I have to leave you there, Ustad. I like the way you said, Islam goes to the root, not to the fruit. Ustad,